With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. I woke at 5 a.m. to hear these shrieks through the bedroom window of my home in Baltimore. What is this? A bird? A child? I played my tape for Peter Jane, a game manager at the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, who solved the mystery for me.
That's the sound of a red fox. It is used as a mating cry. I've seen pairs of foxes, and one of them's making that call, and the other one's following along.
Red foxes are native to Maryland, and have long preyed on mice and birds, even in urban neighborhoods. But numbers of these bushy-tailed hunters are declining because of an invasion of larger predators with a more recognizable cry. Coyotes, legendary to the American West, historically did not live in Maryland or anywhere in the East because the region was forested, and coyotes need a mix of open spaces and trees. Also, the East was thick with wolves, which compete with coyotes for food. But the eradication of wolves, and more recently, the advance of suburban lawns over once wooded areas, have opened the door to an influx of coyotes from the West into Maryland. Here's Peter Jane again.
They've moved into every state and Canadian province. They have and will continue to move into Maryland. We don't try to control them. That's not been successful anywhere in the country.
Over the last three decades, coyotes have quietly taken up residence in every county in Maryland and even in urban areas like Baltimore. Coyotes hunt many smaller animals, from porcupines to squirrels, and they are notorious for eating house cats left outside at night. Robert Colonna, a biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, said coyotes knock out other predators near the top of the food chain.
They fundamentally alter the local ecosystems because they're the new apex predator. They replace red fox or bobcat.
Coyotes are celebrated in Native American myths as godlike but perverse tricksters. They're also vilified by ranchers as pests. But centuries of attempts to shoot, poison, trap, and exterminate these highly intelligent, dog-like omnivores have only led to population increases. In perhaps their most impressive act of adaptability, the coyotes moving east and multiplying in suburbia have mated and crossbred with their mortal enemies, wolves. Crossbred coy wolves slinking into Maryland and elsewhere are about a third larger than their western coyote ancestors. These are the conclusions of Christine Bozarth, a Smithsonian researcher.
They'll eat absolutely anything, vegetables, garbage. They can live in pretty much any habitat. They've been found making their dens in drain pipes and abandoned buildings. They found coyotes in Central Park. They've seen them in Rock Creek Park in downtown D.C. These guys are incredibly adaptable. They can eat anything and live anywhere.
They do not, however, eat people. So if you hear a coy wolf outside your bedroom window, relax and appreciate the genius of wildlife that exploits civilization. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton.